This is 10 dozen minutes of hopefully not prophetic opening songs with Jake and Scully. I'm Mr. Skullhead. We got Jake in the house.
Yes, we got Jake in the house.
Or the office.
You think your computer can hear us both?
My computer does seem to be hearing both of us, and yeah.
Just have to leave it to the listeners to figure out whether our volume levels are appropriate to the situation or not. I'm covered with Kingdom of Loathing temporary tattoos, Mr. Skullhead. We took pictures and decided that the best way to take pictures of the temporary tattoos is for me to cover my arms with them.
So instead of having like 8 people with a tattoo each?
Yep, there's me with 8 tattoos. And so we're going to get those in the store pretty quick, I suspect. Maybe even tonight or tomorrow. Zlania bust their ass packing sets of 8 of the tattoos into these tiny little plastic bags and stapling them shut. There's this gigantic Tupperware container full of prepackaged sets of tattoos that represents more work than I even want to think about.
Do you think that in the next order of these, you know, in like 3 years when we run out of them, they would do that sorting for us?
I kind of doubt it. As cheap as they are, I don't think they're willing to go the extra mile exactly. But I honestly don't think that even in 3 years we'll be out of them. Like, she took one stack of each, no, a stack and a half of each to make this giant box of sets of tattoos, and that was one stack out of 25 stacks of each that were ordered. So I figure we can take a couple hundred of these to give away at PAX, and that'll be what we do this year. That's coming up, by the way, for all you folks listening who are capable of going to the Penny Arcade Expo. It was a hell of a lot of fun last year, and they've got even more space this time, even more hot nerd musical acts, and I suspect that a good time will be had by all, and we'll be there giving away sets of tattoos.
I was going to say something about that, but I really don't know what. I had a comment to make. But, oh well.
Yeah, it looks about like PAX or about tattoos?
About PAX.
Hmm.
And, vanished into the ether, so I'm all about jumping into the questions.
So we're both planning on being there the entire time. And I think there's some other stuff going on, some other KOL stuff going on in the interstices and the interims and the interimstices. You wanna fire off a question?
You, question. You're fired. Let's see. We're starting with Simon Smith. Simon Smith. Do you believe in the Flying Spaghetti Monster? Why doesn't KOL Heaven have a beer volcano and a whore factory like this religion does? Probably because our Pastamancery and Pasta-centric game predates the Flying Spaghetti Monster, I think. It at least predates the Flying Spaghetti Monster gaining the level of popularity it has. But,
right.
Yeah, I believe in the Flying Spaghetti Monster as long as you believe in the giant omniscient space frog.
The Pastamancer is probably somewhere in the sort of, you know, pasta cosmos. There's something along the lines of a spaghetti monster that they worship.
Fusiliban has just told me that we're broadcasting fine, that we're both the same volume, and that we sound really good, and that's really got me worried.
Yeah, I'm sure that moments from now something horrible will happen to the stream, or the two of them will cross. Nightmare instant messages me to tell me that I am a homo. Thank you for that, Nightmare. I think Nightmare, as it turns out, we were afraid that he wasn't going to be able to make it out here for the con and not be able to actually participate in the fabulous LARP that we're going to have that he's part of the planning of, but something has happened. I think maybe he got fired for being gay, and so now he actually is going to be able to make it out to the con, I think.
What, is he in the army?
No, he works in the movie industry. And you know how they feel about
gay people, yeah.
Can't say that. Yeah.
Oh, good, there's a new thread in the forums. Critique the documentation.
There are a handful of things in there, like the asterisks that your password turns into, the janky documentation linkification. I sound like Don King. Code thinks that's a link to something that doesn't actually exist. There are a few things that that are gonna require a little bit of editing in there. There were, I didn't realize how many things in the old documentation that I wrote were just completely inaccurate. You know? And some of it I don't think was ever true. It just goes to show how many people read the documentation, which is got to be at least a handful. let's see. Oh, Disco Thief asked before that, since you changed the kills / weight, stopped showing in profiles, why can we still see kills and weight in other people's terrariums? You actually can't anymore. I believe I fixed that and pushed it out to the live servers. Ponjo says, why did the unique item show up in the collection section? It was interesting to see all the stupid university diplomas on Friday. The unique items show up in the collection records because the code that selects the records that are going to be displayed from people's collections randomly picks items that are actually in people's collections, which is why occasionally you'll see, like, collections of some quest item that's in people's cases from before that you can't actually put in the case now, stuff like that. A lot of those that just have hot stuff on them, because hot stuff is a dirty exploiter and has all kinds of ridiculous crap in its display case that shouldn't be there. But yeah, that's why stuff like that happens, that there are only one thing exists, the unique items that people have, since they tend to keep them in their display cases now, I guess.
Can they keep them in their display cases across Ascensions, then?
Yeah, your display case doesn't get touched during Ascension at all.
Oh, okay.
You just can't pull anything out of it when you're in Ronin. You can put stuff into it, but not take stuff out.
Yeah.
Para Furt says, has KOL ever paid for advertising, or has its success been entirely due to good word of mouth? It has been entirely word of mouth. We've never paid anything for advertising at all that I'm aware of. Have we?
I don't believe so. I paid for the drinks in the bar where I wrote kingdomofloathing.com on the little chalkboard in the bathroom. But that's kind of different.
Yeah, I used to, when I first started working on it, I made a bunch of little stickers and I stuck them to things in the bathrooms of bars. But I don't know really how many people that brought in, because usually I would go back an hour later and they would have been vandalized or torn apart or something. Now Playing says, and I believe this is just kind of a ridiculous Freudian slip, hey, Jick, I just got contacts recently. Do you or Mr. Skullhead wear any dorky stuff like glasses or condoms? And I think by condoms, he or she meant contacts.
For the record, condoms aren't just for dorks.
That's true,
unless you use dork as penis slang, in which case condoms are fairly exclusively for dorks.
Or for bananas when demonstrating to grade school children how to use them.
Yep.
Or for cucumbers when you need it to protect your cucumber from infection.
Yeah.
I wear glasses. Sometimes I wear contacts. I only wear condoms when I'm getting at Mr. Skullhead's mom, because I don't know where she's been.
I know exactly where she's been, thanks to you.
And Mr. Skullhead wears glasses. Do you ever wear contacts?
I'm too lazy for contacts, apparently. I still have maybe 5 of the 6 sets that I got when I decided, like, 6 months ago that I was going to get contacts again.
Yeah.
And I'll wear them for a week, and then wear them a couple days out of the week for the next week, and then they just sit and collect dust.
Yeah, that tends to be what happens to me, although I will use a set. I'll buy, like, 6 sets of disposables, and then I'll wear them, like, once or twice when I decide that I want to go out and be better looking than I normally am, which is really, really difficult, but somehow I manage to pull it off every once in a while by wearing contact lenses. And then they sit for so long that even with the thing sealed, the liquid evaporates and they dry out, and I have to use a new pair the next time I want to wear them. I can't stand wearing them all the time, because it's just a giant pain in the ass to actually have to deal with it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to sleep in them, because then that's, like, and when you do accidentally fall asleep in them, you just wake up with just glue made out of pain filling your entire eyeballs. Yeah. MC Farter says, I guess we can answer this game / technical question here, because this is the first show that you and I have done since I did the first two solo shows. So we're gonna have to kind of figure out what the character of the show is. Although it seems like there's probably going to be enough stuff coming in that we can fill up the two shows, you know? Anyway, McFarter says, or MC Farter, whichever one. If a character is parked as an astral spirit, why do those days count in the next ascension run? I've been on holiday and thought those days wouldn't count. The reason that that is like that is because the days that you've spent on an ascension is calculated based on the actual ascension records table, which only gets entries when you actually ascend. Sitting in Valhalla doesn't have any impact on it. And honestly, I like that it's like that. I don't feel like that's something that I want to fix, because people, I think, want to sit in Valhalla so that they can reascend on stat days to help their speed runs. And if you're going to do that, then you really have to pay the price on either that run or the prior run in terms of, you know, having those extra days counted. And that's all I have to say about that.
Fair enough.
Let's see. Karmic 95. Dear JNS, I was wondering why the familiar equipment is listed under equipment in the inventory section and miscellaneous at the flea market. Shouldn't they be listed as the same area? And yeah, I actually fixed that, and I think I pushed it out. How do you feel, Mr. Skullhead, about the Muffin King's assertion that Baklava owns Pocky, or Poon's Pocky?
I think that that's kind of like saying, I don't know, like, pancakes are way better than a steak. Like, there's completely different things. Baklava's more heavy, it's sweeter, Pocky's a little lighter, crunchier, and, you know. I mean, I loves me some baklava on occasion, and then sometimes you just are in a Pocky mood, and yeah, I would say that you cannot compare the two.
See, I don't like baklava at all, because I don't like walnuts. You know who likes baklava, though, is that hot stuff. He's always getting him some baklava when we, Xenophobe likes baklava, too. Whoa! Sorry about that, I got this T-Mobile Sidekick phone, and the vibrate on it is too weak for me to actually feel it, so I have to be the man that I hate, which is the man with an actual audible ringtone on his telephone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cool. I've been invited over to some people's house who play Munchkin and Shay Geek and other goofy RPGs and card game things here locally.
I'd like to play some Munchkin.
So would I. I feel like especially once Riff gets here, there's always going to be enough guys to play a game of something around, and that's something that just makes me very happy about the new office arrangements here. Let's see. Now I believe I've lost the questions.
Let's see.
Pontos asks why you switch numbers with Mighty Bjorn.
I switched numbers with Mighty Bjorn because Mighty Bjorn was my original account, and Mr. Skullhead was the account that I played the most with, so it got popular, and then people started asking why I wasn't a lower player ID if I was so old school, and because I wanted to fully be able to represent, I asked Jake to change it. So they were both me. It's all good.
Indeed. And plus, we've got like 1,500 business cards printed with number 13 on them, and it was totally inaccurate. I don't think anybody ever actually failed to be able to get a hold of you because of that inaccuracy, but, you know.
I would say that I don't think anybody tried to get a hold of me based on the business card.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah. I'm still waiting for Joss Whedon to come and play the game and send me an email that says, "You're my hero."
Oh, I was talking to iSpeculum yesterday, and he says he has it on good authority that Bruce Campbell has at least played, whether or not he plays.
That makes me happy.
Must be pretty exciting for you. Not that I have anything against Bruce Campbell. I just I know that Mr. Skullhead is a Campbellophile. Let's see.
The weird thing is there aren't too many Bruce Campbell movies that I'm a big fan of. Like, I like Evil Dead and Army of Darkness as much as the next geek, but I don't, have multiple orgasms over them. But I just like his style. I like the cut of his jib.
You like his moxie. You like his panache.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like one of those guys that's a good guy.
He's basically a B-movie actor who has no delusions of grandeur, and that's kind of refreshing.
Or grandeur.
Grandeur?
Grand Theft Auto. Hey, so how do you feel about the hot coffee situation, Mr. Stillhead?
The hot coffee situation? Whatever. This is a game where you go, fuck, motherfucker, shoot a cop. Fuck, motherfucker, shoot a prostitute. Fuck, motherfucker, shoot a cop. And what's bothering them is some poorly animated sex.
Yep.
There's just, God, America, man. Gavin Rossdale had it right. There is no sex in our violence.
There isn't. Maybe you should fly to Los Angeles and find your asshole brother.
I probably should.
You don't have an asshole brother in Los Angeles, do you?
I don't have any brothers at all.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Well, I was trying to see it once your way.
That's true. Does Fozzie want your wife also? As I always thought I didn't actually ever think that was what the lyrics were, but I always sort of hoped that that's what the lyrics were. I pretended that that's what the lyrics were. Yeah. Ratbot Killer says, word, there should be a homie effect when you drink an ice cold 40. Word and yo should start and end every sentence, yo. Huh.
Word, that would be pretty obnoxious, yo.
Yeah, it would. Maybe throw some what's up in there, too.
Yeah, because if there's one thing we want to do, it's make gangsta rappers think we're making fun of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think they'd be paying a lot of attention. They have bigger things to worry about. Bigger fish to fry, as it were.
99 problems.
They do. I've heard that each of them has at least 99 problems. Let's see. Rickett sends in some stuff about some things about the documentation, which go ahead and send us a K-mail about that, Rickett, so that we will have that to put on our little list of things that we need to mess with in there.
Yeah. I was aware as I was doing the documentation revamp that there were features in chat that I didn't know about or hadn't messed around with enough. Like, I have no idea how many macros you can have because I don't use macros. I just type fast. Yeah, so yeah, I'll be fixing those the next couple days.
Let's see.
Are we working on the interface on the Smurf plot?
Yeah, we are. That's probably going to be something that comes up relatively soon.
Okay.
Changing the way you plant and reap mushrooms in the, whatchamacallit. Let's see. Derek One says, and this comes up every once in a while, when will I get my Mr. A? I donated like a week ago. If you donate through PayPal and you don't automatically get a Mr. A, you need to send a message to me or Zlyania. But me, if you send one to me, Zlyania will see it. And typically those can get processed within a day or two. Let's see. Kenneth the Obscure says, over the last couple of weeks, I've been listening to the archives of the show from Coldfront. In addition to drawing me back to KOL after a couple months of hiatus and providing me with ample remix materials, I've also noticed that my speech patterns are starting to change as well, influenced by your style. Should I be concerned about this?
I have long since sunk my individual personality into the morass of Jake mannerisms. So, yeah, it doesn't really bother me.
My mannerisms do get me more ass than you.
Yeah. Yeah. Man ass. It's a temporary effect, though. It's, you know, it's kind of like you talk to Zach for an hour and you acquire an effect talking like this. And then it wears off.
Yeah, that's the example that you always use about the way that I talk.
I don't know why you guys continue to make fun of me for talking like this when I don't even talk like that anymore.
Yeah. Thank you. This is great. I like it when everybody gangs up on me and makes fun of certain things that I really don't have any control over at all. You know what else you could do? You could be all like, hey, look, you bounce when you walk, and that's funny. And then point at me and laugh, and then like walk next to me and bounce up and down.
Yeah, it's a good thing you don't make fun of me for being bald and fat.
Yeah, that's true. It is true. Because I'm a little nicer than that, you know.
What's hilarious, though, is when Jezzerfly spends an entire day with Zlyania, and I spend an entire day with Jick. And so, for the rest of our evening, it's Jez as Zly and me as you trying to interact with each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
Do you get along as well as we do?
Oh yeah.
And better, I'm assuming. I am Soup Kumba says, have you ever considered adding antipasta to the game? It could be a food that works like anti-cheese. You could use it on example the spaghetti with skullheads to get your own tiny Mr. Skullhead. Except isn't it antipasto? Have I lost you?
No, you have not lost me. One sec, Zach.
Oh, sure thing. Let's see.
Minor fire here.
Aha. Tiny Plastic, it's still funny, says, do the drunkards at the Gar and Brill hate you for what you have done? I command you to answer me. I don't know what it is that I've done or why they would hate me. And there aren't really drunkards there. They're, you know, people who it's like Cheers, you know, it's a bar where nobody ever actually gets drunk. The Pasta Fiend says, can you re-implement the infinite meat bug? It would bring back old memories, and I want infinite meat. That's a fantastic idea. A hot stuff, put that on my to-do list. I love that post in the forums that was sort of, I forget who it was, but their assumption was that I had introduced the meat vortex bug on purpose to sort of stimulate the economy. And, So I guess I could do... You know, there is a flying spaghetti monster, kind of, in KOL. There's the spaghetti elemental that you have to fight. That's maybe not such a good idea with the hammering. I'm sure that's coming through as loud as it is through the...
Yeah, it sure is.
So, yeah. Why don't you stop it? We got all these shelves to put together that... Hot Stuff decided to. You could do the hammering in another room and then come in here and do the screwing. Because when I'm with Mr. Skullhead's mom, I like to do the hammering in one room and the screwing in the other.
Well, I just don't think that Facilibon and Hoplo should be the only people who are screwing during our radio show.
Huh. Okay.
Hoplo keeps wanting me to say shit like that to embarrass Facilibon.
I see. Hold on 1 second. That was a satisfying sneeze that I actually remembered to mute the mic for. Can you take a question or two while I go get a BR?
Sure. Let's see. Destroyer of Souls says, how do you get radio items by listening to Radio KOL? You listen until a DJ does a contest in which they're giving away a radio item, and you win the contest. And that happens at least... I would say at least a couple times a day, some DJ is giving away some piece of that outfit, so you don't have too far to go. But yes, those were made to reward people who listen to the radio, so listening to the radio is the way to get them. Let's see. ILP says, or ILP, to Jake, when are you going to make this into an Xbox 360 game? I think it would be great to do that with the graphics the way they are, but high definition, because then, you know, they would be high definition. And that would be great. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Nate Pyrokai says, my friend thought up that if when you mix anti-cheese and cottage cheese, you get a cottage, that if you mix anti-cheese with goat cheese, you should get a goat and other things like that. Yeah, that's a great idea. I think we'll go back in time a year and a half and make that happen. So if our trip through time was successful, you should be able to do that now.
Are you jocking my style? That's the kind of thing I say all the time.
I am in the hive mind.
I don't even know what jocking means. What does jocking mean? I bet Urban Dictionary knows. And actually, I'll bet Urban Dictionary has one definition that's the actual definition of jocking, and then... 8 definitions that just describe really disgusting sex acts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll bet Urban Dictionary has 7 or 8 definitions that are completely fucking useless, like that entire site is.
You think, come on. There are times when I want to know what something means and Urban Dictionary tells me.
Nah, I haven't had that experience yet.
Oh, jocking. Definition 1, to jock someone.
There you go.
Cool. All right. So I guess by urban in this case they mean redundant. Not redundant so much as self-referential. I don't even know what any words mean. Hey, I got an email from one of the Homestar Runner guys. That's pretty exciting.
Huh. A brother chap.
What's that?
A brother chap.
You know, about the tiny plastic familiars.
Excellent.
So that's cool. So it looks like there's some contact information in there. So awesome. Nice.
Give me about 2 or 3 minutes here. And I shall see. Apparently, we're having an exorcist moment with our garbage disposal.
I see.
Spitting things into the air, so I need to run in there with my tool belt.
Right.
Just give me a second.
Gorblack says, whatever happened to your decision to name Gift Shop Guy? I thought the name Kentucky Junior was pretty cool. Actually, so do I. I'm not sure that we should name the Gift Shop Guy Kentucky Junior, but maybe we can name an arena familiar Kentucky Junior. I should write myself a note. Name Gift Shop Guy. My question about the garbage disposal situation is why. I wonder what's wrong with the garbage disposal. That's actually a good thought that if the garbage disposal can't actually be turned off, although I don't know what Mr. Skullhead would do about that, because he.
Reset switch on bottom.
Well, right. I don't think that. I mean, that's for if it won't turn on, the reset switch on the reset switch on the bottom. Because I mean, Mr. Skullhead would probably only succeed in electrocuting himself if he actually tried to take off one of the, do anything with the breaker or whatever. I don't know. Let's hope he comes back. Let's hope he survives. Unsane says, "What did you think about my suggestion to make different effects required to get through the gates?" And then he says, "This is Sizzler's idea, having the fortune cookie give you a hint as to which familiar you'll encounter in the tower." Well, that's kind of interesting, actually. Although, I don't know how we could make it give a hint without just having it something that was completely spoilable. Although I also don't really know how big of an advantage that is. I suspect it's a significant one. But yeah, I do actually like. And here's the thing: like this is the kind of thing that I think. The idea was that the gates in the Sorcerer's Tower that currently require you to have different effects to pass through them would be randomized per ascension, like a lot of the other stuff is, and that's a fantastic idea, and that's the way that it should have been to begin with. And I think even though there's probably going to be some resistance in the, hardcore speed ascender crowd, that, this is something that's just going to make things even harder. Like, it's another point of uncertainty, and it's another thing that, may have to send you into some obscure location that you've never had to go to otherwise to get some item, to give you some effect, to get through some gate. That the ones who posted in the forums pretty much agree that, even though this is going to slow me down, it really is a good idea and does make a lot of sense. So thank you, Unsane, if that was your... If you're the same person who actually posted that in the forums, otherwise I think you've arrived at the same idea simultaneously with someone else, as opposed to simultaneously with yourself, which wouldn't actually be possible. Because, as they might be giants have taught us, simultaneous events don't happen. We are isolated temporally.
It's Samba time for Tambor and Weep Day for Urine Man?
I think it's Tambo and Tambo. Urine Man.
Yeah. It took me a long time to figure out that Tambo plus Urine Man equals Tambourine Man.
Yeah. That's probably among my top three favorite They Might Be Giants songs, even though it's just some random B-side. Which I would say most of my top three They Might Be Giants songs are random B-sides. It's Not My Birthday, and that, and I Blame You. Yeah, I'd say those are probably my top three. They're all B-sides.
Yeah, Since Around is one of my favorites, and that's a B-side. Or first appeared on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers soundtrack, which, thank you, They Might Be Giants, for making me buy the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers soundtrack.
On cassette. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, kids. We're old. let's see.
So you were down to Unsane.
Yeah, I was looking at Ashelon. Ashelon says, is it possible that the stats that are used to make the leaderboard be able to be viewed, say, for a clan, so we know where we stand? That is actually a fantastic idea, because hitting that table is not going to be database hammery at all. That's actually pretty cool to have that in some section of the clan. It's like your clan is currently ranked, XDX in total power, total stats, totally awesomeness. Yeah. Good idea, Ashelon. Clan status ranking display action. That was me writing things down. Let's see. DJ Goddess says, Kinetic Poet was in a motorcycle accident yesterday. He lost his spleen and a lot of blood. Please send good thoughts. Ah, good thoughts.
Wow.
It kind of sucks that you won't be able to consume any more enchanted barbells, though.
Yeah, thoughts and best wishes are
yeah,
with.
Wow, that's gotta be. How would you lose? I mean, I suppose if you impacted your abdomen and your spleen busted or something, they would have to take it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got
wow,
printed.
That sucks. I mean, good on reality for him having survived.
Yeah.
Motorcycles, man, safe.
I know far too many people who have been killed and or lobotomized by motorcycle accidents to ever want to ride one.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that when I went back to my cousin's wedding. I sat next to this guy who was like, "Hey, I know you. My dad made me sell my motorcycle when I was a kid, and you bought it." I'm like, "Oh yeah," because I had this little dirt bike when I was a kid, and here came the dirt bike, Philosopher dirt bike. And I rode it around for, like, a long time, and then I wrecked it a couple times, and then I got scared of it. And I think that I would just... Really, in civilization, if you're any place that's nice enough that you can ride a motorcycle year-round, enough other people are there that the traffic is bad enough that it's just completely unsafe to do so.
Yeah, no matter what Billy Joel tells you, you shouldn't ride your motorcycle in the rain.
It's true.
That only proves that you're insane.
Fusor says, shouldn't chronic indigestion be boosted by items like the Kickback Cookbook? No, it shouldn't, because that's not really a spell.
It's more of
Mojo Madness heard that you were the father of my baby. Is this true?
Beer babies.
Slowonomy saying, when is Jarlsberg going to get us? Didn't we come up with something for that?
Who getting their own holiday?
Jarlsberg. I thought we had an idea.
No. I don't think so.
Wow. Never mind.
So when that's going to happen?
The Torte of Mini says, "Hiya JNS, are there any super secret trophies or tattoos that you are fairly certain people haven't found yet?" Yes, there are at least 7 trophies that haven't been found yet, and 217 tattoos. Let's see. Reading, looking. Irish Pride with Firepower says, I was listening to some of the shows on my iPod. See, without even having to podcast anything. Oh, there is? Did somebody set up a podcast? God damn it. Why were we not informed? Let's see. Now, how do you look at podcasts? I don't want to open iTunes. I don't have iTunes, and I'm not going to have iTunes. Anyway, Irish Pride with Firepower saying, and in one of your really early ones, you said there will definitely be more skirts than the frilly skirt. Where are our skirts? They're on the to-do list with a bunch of other things that I'm sure you would like to have if they actually exist.
They're also fairly close to being put in.
Yeah, they are. Mr. Skullhead recently wrote a ton of fun regarding skirts. Let's see. Mythman99 says, can you play something either heavy metal or hard rock? I know that Jick and Scully won't play anything like that. I don't know if he was asking Radio Bugbear if he would play something. Let's see. Von Beck says, and this is interesting. Jick and Scully, this is regarding KOLCon 2. I can't go, but would like to contribute some money to the cost of the party. Can you make it so I can do that through PayPal? I mean, if you just want to donate and get some Mr. Accessories, then that money goes into the same pool of money that we use to pay for everything. So, I mean, help yourself if you'd like to do that. There's no specific things that need to be taken care of. That's the other thing. We'll have a lot better information within the next couple of days about KOLCon 2. There'll be a we talked to Thor and Adria about it a little bit and got some more things. And some more stuff hammered out and screwed out. And me and words, good friends.
words are like to us. Syntax as well. All right, the banging just needs to stop.
Yeah, really. It's hot stuff. Knock it off. Take it outside. Go into another room if you're going to make the shelves. Let's see. Matrix Michael says, if a person goes on vacation for a week, they are screwed for all the good leaderboards. They should only be kept track of days for days logged in. That's really technically implausible. And, I mean, if you go on vacation for a week, you're screwed for getting on leaderboards that week, you know. But you can always come back. Skypiglet says, is it possible to make the display of equipped familiar kills a choice? I used to enjoy showing off my 11.7k plus kills, Coffee Pixie. I know that there are probably some people who are missing that, but I don't think so. I think having it just having it like that is the way that it needs to be. Right, okay. John's the Gray says, JNS, as one of the, I assume, many who has weird quest flag issues due to a leftover quest item in a clan stash, I am wondering, will I ever be able to ascend again? Message Zlyania, I'm going to give her a little interface for being able to fix stuff. Message me. Either that or I might just do something on the main page that checks for bad flag status. But the ones that are left, it's hard to do that without having to like hit the inventory table, which is not something I want to do for everybody who logs in, because it's, yeah. Mac and Cheese says, Chicken Scully is a female KOLer. I would love to see some more outfits for the discriminating fashionable girl. Perhaps an extreme mini skirt and stilettos. Girls need more than just bras.
No, they don't.
Not as far as I'm concerned. I mean.
Are there still just two pairs of shoes in the game and only one that actually drops?
Well, there are 8 shoes in the 6-pack of gazing shoes.
Right.
There are some of the familiar. Isn't there some familiar accessory that's shoes? There are clown shoes, but another one with the boots for the Limburger biker boots. And cement shoes. Yeah, that one. Which is that the other one you were talking about that doesn't drop?
Yeah, I was thinking of clown shoes and cement shoes.
There are insoles that go into your shoes that you don't have.
On top of your... I just thought that they were stuck to the bottoms of your feet, which means they're not really insoles so much as, I don't know, those freaky sandals that they're selling now that are just things that stick to the bottom of your feet.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it's more of a like a female fashion item, but you just kind of peel the bottom off of this adhesive thing and stick it to your foot, and... It's
dude, I would wear that. Especially if it was cute and had rainbow stripes and matched my skirt.
All of the ones that I've seen have had some kind of flowers or whatever on them.
Morbank says, hi there, any news on Jake's Tech Show getting hosted somewhere for download? I have it. I just need to edit it down to a reasonable bitrate for download, and then I don't mind at least for the initial, like, sort of... I suspect that what's going on with Coldfront is that they put stuff up on BitTorrent for the first, like, week that it's there, because that's when the bulk of the downloading happens, and then they host it, because it seems like it's usually, like, the most recent one of our shows is BitTorrented, and then the others are just available for download. But I don't mind providing web space for the download on my show for the first, like, week or so that it's there, because I can just do that on asymmetric. I got a lot of spare bandwidth that doesn't that's just being wasted right now.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that show, although I think that I wouldn't understand it.
No, I think you would actually. It's not. It didn't. They don't tend to get as technical as I sort of expected them to. Sentry 22 says, I have a question. Will there be a KOL con near New York that Chicken Skullhead will be attending? We're going to be in the for that Yale thing. We're going to be spending some time in probably Boston. And would you want to head up to New York for any period of time while we're out there, Mr. Skullhead?
It's going to be awfully tricky for me to be out there for more than a couple of days, especially if it's in the middle
school
of the week.
Yeah. Right, and you're teaching.
Yeah, so not only school, but... Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, how's are you freaking out about that yet?
That was a little, it was a little intense today. There was a lot of information that they dumped on us on our first day of orientation.
Oh, right, right. That started today. How are you handling it?
It really, it gets my lazy bone aching when they talk about all the stuff that we're supposed to be doing. But I really need to do this for the future, you know, and like for the money this semester and then for the resume fodder and everything.
Yeah.
It's just like, God damn, if this were any other thing, I would have quit by now because it's too much work. And if it were any other man, I would kill it where it stands.
Vodkadian says, I just want to compliment whoever slipped in the over-the-top reference in the Bugbear Pens. A horrible movie, right for mockery, and I'm glad that someone else appreciates that. Is that yours?
Yeah.
I see. I don't think I recognized it.
It was just, I think you end up arm wrestling a bugbear in one of the adventures. And just references the over-the-top maneuver.
Let's see.
I got to figure out where you are.
Actually, I'm bouncing around. Sorry. JC3 says, how long is the average ascension? I have no idea. I'm not even sure that you would be able to get meaningful data about that. Because all of the initial ascensions have, like, you know, X number of hundreds of days, potentially. Twyman says, why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Why do you suppose that is, Mr. Skullhead?
I think it's just like me, they long to be close to you, probably.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out some way to spin that into a mom joke, but I just couldn't figure.
All right.
Ran out of clever.
Giant Wooden Vlad Teepees says, less than three of the new scam documentation. It is very informative. Good work. Good work.
I'm glad that very few people have taken umbrage with the message behind the scam documentation.
What's the message behind the scam documentation?
Basically, if you get taken in by any of these scams, now that we've warned you, you're on your own.
Mm.
But, yeah. And it makes sense.
You know, one nice thing about that I decided to do on the solo show is to play songs every once in a while to be able to just kind of take a break and let some more questions pour in and stuff, and to kind of read through stuff and get prepared to kick on. I don't know if we want to start doing that here or not.
We can always just bust through to seven or so and then play a song as kind of a middle.
That might not be a bad idea. A lot of people have requested that we do that for a long time anyway.
The pee break.
Gore Black says, you should be able to combine a heavy D and an acoustic guitar for a tenacious D. I don't think Mr. Skullhead likes tenacious D.
Yeah. I mean, Jack Black is funny but irritating in large doses. He's that kind of purposefully hammy kind of thing. Like, I don't know. He's so over the top that at times he's too over the top. I don't know. I liked me some School of Rock, though.
I've never actually seen that.
That's kind of a fun movie.
ANUS18 says, I look for booze giants in the castle, but none exist. Are they all suffering a major hangover, or have they all been captured? I think they've all been captured by the goblins, because they're used for, murder fodder in the menagerie. And Madame Defarge asks if we've bought our Villa Docks yet. They're all waiting for our arrival. Thy Wicked One's cucumber is infected. Well, that's because you didn't get that lesson in grade school. The Muffin King's version of baklava is made with pecans, not walnuts. That's even grosser.
Are there any kind of nuts that you like, I mean, besides mine on your chin?
I like all nuts except pecans and walnuts.
Ah.
I likes me all nuts except for them walnuts. That was a song I just wrote. Wasn't that good?
That's a good song. I think you should, somebody out there cook up a baklava recipe for Jick that uses, you know, cashews or something.
I don't know if that would work, because cashews are salty. Maybe almonds, like, because you can make almonds sweet and it's not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
You can make them bitter, and then they are cyanide. Actually, I don't think cyanide's made from almonds. It just smells like bitter almonds.
Huh. How do people know that?
Agatha Christie.
How did Agatha Christie know that?
And somebody at some point had to smell cyanide and then start putting it in mystery novels, but it's kind of the trope.
But I thought once you smelled it, it was too late.
If you have, like, a vial of it in front of you and you smell it and then don't drink it, I don't think it's too late.
Oh, I see. I thought it was a gas. You know, like, just a whole, a lot of fun.
Yep, it's great. It's
the bee's knees.
It's like Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah. Joe Mama asks if we'll ever rebuild Uncle P's antiques. One of these days, they might build something very evil on the ruins of Uncle P's. You know, when I was talking about baklava, I wanted to talk about something else, but I totally forgot what it was. Maybe something about nuts.
Mom, my nuts.
Your mom? Thy Wicked One says Bruce Campbell is the man. The Torta of Leany says, Dear Mr. Skullhead, thanks for introducing Icepec to the song Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis, because he played it on a show the other day and it is most excellent. What is that?
That is a hilarious song about the songwriter's wish that religious beliefs would not be mandated into law, especially by the current regime.
What is it about specifically, that it's Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis?
You know, laws about sex and morality and pornography and indecency kind of thing.
Has anything happened by the current regime that really affected that?
I don't know. I think you'd enjoy it.
Crystalina says, diamond-studded cane is a normal friar's drop. Doesn't really make sense. Is it really DB-specific? No, it isn't really DB-specific to the sounds of it. Certainly unbalanced. Well, not, I don't know. It's not so much unbalanced, it's just strangely balanced. We should make more class-specific items. There are really only a couple. Dude 11 says, do you control the whole game by yourself, or is it a whole company? It's a smallish company. We got, what, six of us now?
Seven.
Seven? Oh, right. I don't count Riff because he's not here yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Megary sends us, hydrogen cyanide is a colorless gas with a faint, bitter, almond-like odor. Some people are unable to smell cyanide at all due to a genetic trait. Sodium cyanide and potassium cyanide are both white solids or powder with a bitter, almond-like odor in damp air. So I think when they're talking cyanide in detective novels, it's the powder dissolved in a drink or something.
So. Prince Vegeta says, hey, Jick, do you prefer Donnie Darko or the director's cut? Or have you seen the director's cut yet? It is amazing. I kind of saw it. I felt like everything that I saw that they had added was really pretty unnecessary. How did you feel about it, Mr. Stillhead?
You know, I still have that on loan from you and have yet to watch it.
Yeah. It's a little... I've seen Donnie Darko so many times that it took me a long time to actually get around to, like watching it again, you know?
Yeah. I just like the original so much that I'm afraid... If I don't like the director's cut, it will kind of taint my liking of the original.
Yeah, that's a reasonable fear, I think, also.
Because
according to the pretentious artist, the guy did it in response to people who wanted him to explain things more.
Which is exactly just, what I didn't want.
Yeah, exactly. There's just a ton of exposition in it that I'm not sure is cool. Play Crack the Sky. That's a weird name. There's a lot of TMBG references in the game, and I'm guessing you're a fan. Have you ever heard of their opening act, Cornmo? Yes, we have.
Boy.
I like me some Cornmo.
If there were a place you could go to have all memory of Cornmo wiped from your head, I would go. Yeah.
Such a jerk.
I kind of sat there in the front row waiting for They Might Be Giants to come on and watch this kind of mildly retarded guy bounce around the stage and warble for 30 minutes. And, yeah, I would have preferred if they had gotten an opening act instead of Cornmo.
There's something deeply, deeply wrong with Mr. Skelhead's brain. I loved Cornmo. I was made so happy by his act. He inspires people, man. Fineldar says, why do you guys ignore me? It hurts real bad. Thy Wicked One says, send me a cool free item. Or a shout-out. No. Fire and Flowers, wow, I'm really flailing here. are you enjoying this? Or am I disconnected? Fire and Flower says, let's hope that someone can hear me.
Oh, were you just hearing me talking to Jess because...
I wasn't hearing anyone talking to anyone.
Okay, well, that's good. So I had my mic muted and then unmuted.
Okay. Every time it gets quiet on your end, I'm afraid that I've been disconnected.
Now I heard you flailing and came to your rescue, but I had apparently switched my mic off of mute and then back on to mute.
Oh, so I see.
That's going to be riveting for people who are downloading the show and listening to it. We should talk about that for a couple of minutes more. Fire and Flowers was asking why when you mix a box and a spring, you don't get a box spring. Because you get a spring in a box.
Yeah.
I mean, when you mix an Irish and a spring, you don't get Irish spring. You get a spring and an Irish.
So when you mix two things, you get those two things?
One inside the other, absolutely.
Gore Black says, I am sad that there is no irate pirate in the cove. Well, all the pirates start with S and end with Y.
A sirate-y pirate?
A serrated pirate. Murph says, a what?
A serrated pirate that you move back and forth.
You don't have to. It's such a simple machine, you don't have to use force.
Yep.
Murph says, are the Stone of Extreme Power out of the game? Haven't seen any dropping for a while. Yes, they are presently out of the game. Dude 11 says, why don't you get every rare and make your stats a million or something? Because there wouldn't really be any point in you doing that. I could already be on the thing if I had stuff.
I think I could be at the top of all the leaderboards, but that really wouldn't mean anything.
Yeah, so. If we just put ourselves there. The Torta Evlini says, on a pre-Ascension radio show, you talked about making more shopkeepers and shop appearances unlockable after Ascension was running. Is that still in the pipeline? That's weird. I don't remember actually ever talking about that pre-Ascension, because I don't really remember that ever coming up. I don't even actually remember whose idea that was. Might have been Xenophobes. That's still something that's in the pipe. That's still something we want to do. And hopefully do it before it's at the point where, like, you know, everyone will already have unlocked all of them from...
Word.
Insanomaniac 2005 says, what is the advantage of hardcore/softcore/Ronin? Well, the advantage of Ronin is that it keeps people from abusing multis and keeps the wealthy from dominating leaderboards, sort of. The advantage of hardcore is that you play the game in a very hardcore way, and you are rewarded in an equally hardcore way. Let's see. Spaz Warrior wants us to do British accents.
I know how you feel about fake British accents.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are only certain phrases that a Yankee can say in a British accent. There are some phrases that I can't say without some kind of British accent.
Like what?
Like, thank you very much.
Really?
I can't
say that without an Elvis accent. Well, thank you very much.
I have to make a conscious effort to say thank you very much and not thank you very much.
How often does that come up, that you're saying to someone thank you very much?
More frequently than I probably should, because most of the time when I say thank you, that's what I say.
I see. Thy Wicked One says, do you guys watch Adult Swim, and what's your favorite show? Mr. Skelhead's favorite show is definitely Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yep. Your definition of favorite show is somewhat different than mine.
Yeah, Mr. Skelhead hates Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and nobody can figure out why.
Because it's not funny.
That would stop happening.
I think there's something wrong with everybody else, because that show is just so far from being funny to me that I don't understand why other people who have the same sense of humor as I do like it. I just find it really random and bizarre and boring.
Vodkadian weighs in. I think randomizing the three gates effect is an excellent idea. The speed ascenders have already had their day in the sun by now, and randomizing it would spice things up a little.
Yeah, true, true.
Playcrack, this guy says, "Hey, Jick, I love all your Nirvana references. Are you a fan, Mr. Skullhead? Maybe I'm a Nirvana fan.
I like Nirvana. It's all right."
Gorblax asks, "Which one of us would win a Canadianity contest?" This is the most irritating phone I've ever had. I'm going to see if I can turn the volume off all the way. Silent. There we go. Now hopefully that will stop happening. Jude 11 thinks that we should make a mister for every kind of money. Mexican, European, Japanese, Chinese, and none of those were spelled right except Mexican. But, no.
How do you misspell Chinese?
Chinies. Chinese.
And Ari agrees with me that Aqua Teen Hunger Force sucks. So good.
Gosh, that's two to everyone.
There was somebody else that was in your house that was talking about how they just don't understand why people watch it.
Xenophobe doesn't think it's very funny. Hot Stuff doesn't think it's very funny. Wow.
There was
I'm not saying it's the best thing ever.
There was
one
episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force that I thought was funny enough to warrant me watching it. And that Enig Not Nur.
Okay.
But the rest of them, just after 15 minutes, like, God damn you, give me my 15 minutes back, you motherfuckers.
Mr. Mojo Jojo says, so following that ATHF logic, does that mean that Mr. Skullhead hates C-Lab as well? What do you think about C-Lab?
I actually thought C-Lab was pretty damn funny.
See, because C-Lab to me is just as random as Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, when it got too random, I didn't appreciate it as much. But I don't know, maybe the characters are just less irritating.
Yeah.
Or fewer irritating.
Megary says, bring back the KOL thongs. They're actually still there if you look at the cafe store. We should probably have some made, though. I forget why I didn't order any from American Apparel. I think I couldn't figure out what kind to get, because I don't really understand how girls' underwear works. I mean, yes, I do. I'm an expert.
Yeah. Yeah. The women of harem and the women of the Phoenix crew are pushing for the boy shorts and thongs.
See, so far I've only heard you pushing for the boy shorts.
Jason, that was from Jazzerfly and Skipperick talking about it, along with Devil's Advocate and Bitty Baby.
I don't believe that anyone even knows what those things are. I don't believe that anyone has ever worn a pair of those, ever. I think they even just photoshopped them onto the model on the American Apparel catalog.
You apparently have not been in the company of women.
I've never encountered anyone who owned a pair of those that I was aware of. Oh. I mean, apparently Jazzerfly and Skipperick do.
And Rachel, and yeah. And most of the women that I know have at least a couple pairs.
That is really weird. Because, I am no stranger to the ladies' underwear drawer. And, don't interpret that in any way that's not, word I forgot. Flattering to me? I don't know. It's not that I'm like a transvestite. It's not that I'm a cross-dresser. It's not that I am a frat boy who goes on some sort of panty raid. It's just that, I'm a guy who sleeps with a lot of women. Oh, look, Nightmare is saying something else. Oh, no, he's just calling me a homo again. Let's see.
Trigger says... Megary wears boy shorts, too.
Okay, I guess if that's something that's real, then maybe it's something we have to consider. But I still don't believe it.
At least put them up there and let people take orders and see how many you get.
Why are they called boy shorts?
Because they somewhat resemble underwear worn by men. Sort of.
Huh. I don't know what kind of men you've been trading underwear with. Yeah. Baylex 2290 says, would it be possible to mass rename familiars? That's another thing on the coming very soon to-do list. Somebody here saying, I got banned 9 times so far, and 4 or 5 of them it was because of the mod not liking me. It's
I'm
not
sure
fair. What am I supposed to do about it the last times? There was no reasons. I don't think that's true. I don't think any of our mods just ban people because they don't like them. Because that's the kind of thing that we would hear about. Dr. Dolphin, what?
Sorry, beating the dead horse, a dead heart, Fembot artsy pants, and what? Drizella weighed in with their positive on the boy shorts.
Okay. Whatever you say, man. Whatever all of you say, I still don't believe you.
And Inari.
Dr. Dolphin asks if there will ever be KOL cooking supplies. What kind of cooking supplies do you think we should make?
Maybe we should have Zeno and Thor combine their efforts to make some kind of KOL-themed hot sauce.
Wow. Yeah, Thor made some chili. It was hot. It was tasty, but it was hot. Echelon suggests a rusty R or something so that we can make a RNG. Severus asking if we can ever meet Smith's shirts. There aren't many shirts now, and I could get more variety in what people have on. It's possible there might be some smithing recipes for shirts going. You know, you're right about the American Apparel website. It really is mostly just porn.
Yep.
And it changes constantly. It just reloads different stuff and different just pictures of what are effectively naked women. And having it up on this monitor here, it's really distracting to me.
I know that really makes you uncomfortable.
Uh-huh, the naked women thing. Mm-hmm. It is something. And then some sign with Pac-Man on it.
Why is their site not AmericanApparel.com?
I don't know. Maybe somebody beat them to it.
What actually is their sign? Their site?
AmericanApparel.net.
Ah, okay. Which apparently...
A lot of the trouble that I have is not being able to remember how to spell the word apparel from one moment to the next. Doppelheathen says, I realize custom items are very rarely made, but could you give an example of how somebody earned the right to have one? Well, it usually has to do with me getting drunk and talking to somebody in chat. That's almost always what happens. Gage says, now that one buff, Smile of Gold Mr. A, can be put in item form, is the ability to put buffs into item form into stars. In the stars. As a buffer, I would love to sell buffs via the mall. And, you know, that's something that we always talk about. And it's something that we consider, and I always just kind of hem and haw on because I'm not entirely sure that it's a good idea. Because, you know, one of the things that I like about buffs is that they kind of force you to interact with other people. And, cool, naked homeless dudes, too.
So
this catalog is right up your alley, Mr. Skullhead. And some old bald guy? Yeah. There you go. Merrick says, my friends and I are all really dumb and don't get the picture of the killer bee. Why does it look like an A and none of that malarkey about the holodeck? Thanks. What kind of malarkey about the holodeck? Do you know what he's talking about?
No. Is that a Star Trek reference that I don't get?
I don't know if it is or not.
Although I'm not a gigantic rabid Star Trek fan, so yeah. Maybe I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, the killer bee, you know, it comes from the NetHack dungeon. So go to the NetHack dungeon, read about it. It'll explain everything to you. General Guster, what show is that from? Jake, if you promise to never die, I will fuck you right here. That is from...
Team America World Police.
Team America World Police, yeah. We just watched that at Thor of the Mighties. I actually kind of liked that movie because I had zero expectations about it.
I didn't think it was quite as funny as the South Park movie, but few things are.
Yeah, well, yeah, certainly. That's one of the funniest thing. Gorblax is asking for an accessory that gives you intrinsic teleportitis.
Wow. Glutton for punishment.
I can't. A lot of people saying that they love Aqua Teen Hunger Force. ICBM saying that it's stupid. Moxious Mouse says, what is worse, Aqua Teen or Stella? Have you seen any Stella,
no.
Mr. Snowhead? I suspect that... I like it, but it's painful to watch. It's way funnier for me. I enjoy more describing an episode of Stella to someone than I do watching that episode of Stella. It's funny when you think about it. It's just not funny when it happens, which is a little weird.
It was funny when you described it to me. I haven't seen it yet, but your description of it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Kisa says, Scully's right. ATHF is just not funny.
Yeah.
Masturbate says, what is the proper way to say multi? Multi or multi? I don't know. Do I say multi?
Multi-abuse, yeah.
Multi-abuse? It's one of his multis. I think I say multi-abuse, but then I say one of his multis.
Yeah, I think I change back and forth.
Or multis.
But
it's actually multar.
Yep. You would never hear, you know, like, Lelou Dallas multi-pass, though.
Right, that's true. Slowonmi says, of course you don't know how women's underwear works, Dick. It's a well-known fact that Gullhead's mom always goes commando. That's true. That Wicked One asks if we like Family Guy. I like Family Guy a lot.
I think, yeah, Family Guy's hilarious.
And yet so random.
And yet not as random as Aqua Teen Hunger Force, or as irritating, or as obviously done by people who are stoned.
What? You're saying that Family Guy isn't obviously done by people who are stoned.
Yes. Aqua Teen Hunger Force would probably be funny if I were stoned, and it seems to have obviously been written, or at least written with that audience in mind. It's
okay.
Like, hey, look, it's Zombie Santa giving somebody a Christmas present that contains a crab, which opens up and becomes... Donny Osmond, and then Donny Osmond jumps into a swimming pool, and then Meatwad says something retarded.
Awesome. Captain Kerpow says, in Yellowstone, honking toward wildlife is forbidden. I wonder if that's like fumbling toward ecstasy. As I was driving through, I was stopped by a herd of bison. To get them to move on, I turned up the episode of your show that I was listening to. As Jick began to speak, the crossing bison stopped, and Ma. Oh, no! The crossing bison killed Captain Kerpow before he could finish the sentence! I'm so sad.
Weird.
I want to know the rest of that story. But he didn't say anything else.
That's really weird. Because I would like to think that our voices could repel bison, because I've always wanted a superpower, no matter how lame.
Right, the ability to repel bison with your voice. DeCyclops said, did you get my instruction that shows a 100% working way to make the categories in inventory remember their position? No. I should look for that at some point. How did you send it? Let me know how you sent it, and send it again. And American Apparel Catalog equals porn. It's still just cycling through, and it's like a never-ending supply of porn.
Excellent.
It's nuts. Ooh, this girl's in Phoenix. Let's see. Colmody, dear Jick and Scully, how the hell do I keep some of your listeners after your show that doesn't involve me or Meg getting naked? Well, at least me. Well,
is that
you could
from
try being... No, it's from Colmody. Has Colmody ever picked up after us?
I always thought that Ice Speculum was on after us. If only there were some schedule of DJs online.
Mm. Oh, Merrick says, the last time I asked a question about OxyCorps eating a steak in the class guild during Jick's show, and he said that it was a holodeck steak. Sorry to confuse. I see. Yeah, it was a holographic steak.
Simulated steak. Oh, I guess K.O. Almodi is on after us.
Huh.
At least today.
Bad A Mother 4000 says, have any of you heard of 12 Ounce Mouse? It is a show produced by the creators of ATHF, and it is actually randomer and funnier. I felt from watching the panel at Comic-Con that the guys who were there who worked on Aqua Teen Hunger Force were not the guy, there's like one guy doing the 12 Ounce Mouse thing. It looked, I don't know, I probably wouldn't, based on what I've seen so far, go out of my way to watch 12 Ounce Mouse, but I don't know. To me, the Adult Swim stuff is hit and miss. I despise anime, so really I only watch the funny stuff. And, yeah. Trigger says, when will you guys be rolling out the new thing for Seal Clubbers, and what will it be? Well, eventually and something. Because, I don't know, I'm, as I said on the last solo show, I've hit sort of a philosophical crisis about it, and I'm no longer satisfied with what we've decided to do. So, well, okay, so American Apparel's catalog just switched from porn to a picture of Bon Jovi. Golden Lotus asks if we like American Dad. I kind of don't like American Dad. Thy Wicked One is stoned. That's fantastic. Thanks for
American Dad was just kind of, the episodes I've seen, it was like somebody who watched a lot of Family Guy and thought it was really funny tried to make a show that was basically the Family Guy and just wasn't as funny a guy as Seth MacFarlane is.
Right.
Just kind of weird.
Yeah, I like Seth MacFarlane. I mean, I don't know him, but I like him.
Christina just sent me some links of some silver Mr. Accessories that she's cast.
Really?
Yeah. Shall I drop that into somewhere you can see it?
Sure. You wanna play a song so I can stand up for a minute?
What am I, the piano man?
Uh-huh.
Actually, I put in about 5 minutes worth of music for our break. Is that enough or too much?
I would say that's perfect.
All right. So we'll be back in a bit. Here's some They Might Be Giants. All right. That was a brief musical interlude. Interlude. That was me first in the Gimme Gimmies.
Do you have any MP3s that are like a black woman covering Neil Diamond?
Yeah, I have lots of MP3s of me singing.
Good. Good. sorry. I like to give Mr. Skullhead shit about his singing, and I like to give him shit about the fact that he sings like a both Neil Diamond and a black woman.
Yeah, because Jake only likes singing that's off key and grating, apparently.
Yeah, it was I on one of my solo shows. I actually played that Take on Me cover, and a lot of people were pretty angry.
How many people said they loved it just because you played it?
I don't know. I suppose that, you know, following some of my
all
logic
of
that I've tried to use in the past, we can't trust anything that anybody says to me either. I'm really an asshole sometimes, and for that I apologize. But not really. Master Bates said, you said multi just now and it sounded off. I don't know. Captain Kerpow asks if he can email the rest of the story, and yes, go right ahead, please. Fineldar says, once I played a recording to my cat and he attacked me. I'm good at making cats attack me, because that has more to do with my cat than my voice, I think. Boxes now says, why is it called the Dolphin King's Crown? It makes for weird autosell with you sell your the Dolphin King's Crown. Yeah, it does.
Maybe it should be Crown of the Dolphin King.
Yeah, I wonder if, because are there any other items that start with the?
Probably.
Yeah, there probably are. If only there was some way that I could check. Oh, pardon me. Oh, let's see. Is there anything in that you really want to talk about a lot?
QOV, or possibly Quav, says, presumably to Jake, you keep fading out at the end of the sentence. Don't move your head away from the mic as you finish your sentence. We're both on headsets. That's just the way that he talks.
Yeah, it's, I know it's got to be kind of annoying that I always start out really forcefully, and then by the end of the sentence, I just kind of run out of steam, and I'm not really into it anymore. I lose confidence, is what happens, and confidence and volume are functionally equivalent. A lot of people pointing out that American Dad is made by the same guy who made Family Guy, and yes, we knew that. It was acting. Decyclops sends me some sample code, which I'll have to take a look at later, although, well, I guess his sample code is just going to be JavaScript, so, yeah. I can take a look at that. But thank you, Decyclops. Doppelheathen says, you probably get this question all the time, but how often do you kill the hermit? How often do you kill the hermit, Mr. Spellhead?
I've never accepted that as a masturbation euphemism, so I
really
refuse to answer that.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's one thing the world needs, it's more masturbation euphemisms, but that one just never really hit me. All right, so where are you seeing Doppelheathen? Because I'm trying to find either Doppel or Heathen. And
down to a Doppel.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, we're getting...
And I just refreshed.
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah, they can, and I really need to stop doing that because I always cringe when it shows up on the tape.
Who needs to stop doing what? What?
That noise, that's the sound of me searching for something on a page.
No. There's an echo of me that's now actually coming. Okay, I don't... If you can't hear it, Mr. Skullhead, then I don't think it's going out into Winamp. But now I'm hearing it, and it's coming out of my speakers. This is irritating as hell. You know, what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to get this telephone thing worked out. I'm going to try to... I'm going to buy an extra headset for this telephone. Actually, I have one. And I'm going to figure out a way to wire it into the sound card so that we can actually do this on the phone and only broadcast from one place without having to use Skype.
Huh.
How do you feel about that?
That would be all right, since, yeah, you're T-Mobile now, so the minutes are free anyway.
Yeah, they are, and I pretty much always have four bars of signal in this house. So, I mean, I suspect that there will be the occasional disconnect when this happens, but it'll be obvious right away when that happens, and I think it'll be, as I say that, it goes down to three bars. But I think if I leave the phone sitting still and just have the sound wired in, I think that'll be a lot nicer. Because I own the broadcasting software now, so being able to do it from here would work. You know, I haven't had any problems at all connecting to the actual radio servers and stuff. And then if the Pretentious Artist and I are going to do our relationship advice show as an actual call-in show, that'll be a lot of fun, I think. Although, you know, it's weird. As much as I kind of complain about how much of the radio is just people like Skyping with each other, I'm really turning it into even more of that with every action I take. Although, you know, we're being entertaining, I guess. So, yeah. How about you decide what we're going to talk about for a minute?
Sure. And to further brighten your day, I can now hear that echo.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you want to disconnect Skype and reconnect?
Yeah, why not? So, disconnecting Skype and reconnecting it is an important part of your balanced breakfast.
Oh!
Hello.
Now I'm hearing it as a kind of a dull buzz behind me, but I think that might just be coming out of your speakers or something. Yeah.
Seems so, to sound okay.
All right. What the hell is it that makes that different every time we connect? Like, is it some problem with the Skype protocol? Because if it was a hardware problem, it seems like it would at least be consistent from, like, second to second, you know? If not day to day, if something changed.
Yeah, I have no idea. It drives me crazy, but that's one thing that computers are good at, and it's really frustrating.
Behaving very inconsistently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if anything else interesting.
God damn. Jess just came in and sprayed, I guess, Febreze, which is fucking biological warfare.
I like Febreze.
There are certain scents that make my throat just kind of close.
Make your clit just throw up?
Yeah.
Is that what you were about to say?
Yep. And, I'll be out for a second having a coughing fit. Hold on.
Okay. And by that he means a vomiting out of his vagina fit. I am Soup Combust says, how about having some magical spells become more powerful due to frequency of use instead of or in addition to raising one's stats? Well, I mean, technically, if you're using spells correctly, you're going to be using them to kill stuff, and thus you're going to be gaining experience and mysticality points, and so they will become more powerful as you use them.
I like the way that he differentiates. Like, for example, Weapon of the Possible.
Oh, instead of or in addition to race. Yeah, I must have read that aloud, but not actually listen to it. I don't know about that. Something that was interesting, I think it was like Asheron's Call. The spells weren't actually pre-made. You had to sort of construct them out of spell components, and the more people who had discovered them, the less powerful they became. Which, kind of the opposite of this on a different scale. Huh. I don't know. I suppose there could be certain skills that work like that, but I don't think every combat skill should. XYM said that his girlfriend was listening and fell asleep, so, I don't know. Golden Lotus says, do you guys think that 3 is too young to play KOL if the parent read for them? Well, as long as you didn't read the parts that are inappropriate for a 3-year-old. I don't know. Do you think we have anything that's appropriate for a 3-year-old, Mr. Skullhead?
Most of our sense of humor, probably.
Marla points out the scalp of Gorgolok. Yeah. Natiner says, hey, Jack and Scully, love the show. How about prestige classes? Like classes that you can only ascend to after you gain certain skills. We're looking at doing titles that you can unlock after you gain certain skills, but probably not classes. The way everything is coded would make it a giant hassle to add a 7th class. There are some that Kel Me Tim suggests the Goetze familiar. Not entirely sure what that would look like. I mean, I'm pretty sure what it would look like. I just don't know what it would do.
We can only cower in fear as we contemplate it.
Gorblak says, if the hermit masturbated, would he be committing suicide? Only if he was doing the autoerotic asphyxiation thing.
All speaking right. of which, NXS is doing that new show.
What new show is that?
Where they're trying to find a new lead singer for the for NXS.
Oh, via a reality show?
Yeah.
Wow. Who would sign up for that knowing that they were going to have to kill themselves via autoerotic asphyxiation?
I don't know. Somebody whose fantasy it's always been to kill themselves by autoerotic asphyxiation and wants to leave their family with a decent amount of money.
I see. I don't think that usually happens if you kill yourself, though.
What? Huh?
I mean, I don't think life insurance policies... Oh, wait, you mean they want to make a bunch of money by being the NXS guy?
Yeah.
I get it.
And then send, you know, will the money to their family. Yeah.
I see.
It wasn't funny, and I keep going.
I don't, you know, if the hermit masturbated, he wouldn't be committing suicide, but if the hermit committed suicide, I would masturbate to it.
It depends on the music.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, it could be sexy.
John's the Gray says, my 5-year-old watches me play KOL sometimes, and he thinks it's boring. But does he think it's a stupid game with no future? Did you see that comment from my Thursday show, Mr. Skullhead?
No.
Yeah, do a search on the Radio Bugbear messages page for no future, and Uber Ninja asked a question that I felt was pretty good and is definitely going on the movie poster when we start quoting people talking about us.
A worthless and stupid video game that has no future.
Yes.
Excellent.
That's right up there with of all the online games out there, this one is not the worst.
Yeah. I like every time I play this game, I get stupider and more afraid.
Yes, indeed.
Which is that's an old school. There's no school like the old school.
Huh. Mojo Madness suggests a fem defense familiar, which looks like some sort of vaginally inserted anti-rape device.
Yeah.
Which, hooray!
I think they're kidding.
Yeah. I would imagine that they are.
A spring-loaded spike.
What was the science fiction story that had the dentata, the vagina dentata anti-rape device?
I do not know.
It was a thing which would bite off your wiener. Snow Crash, maybe? All right. I think it was Snow Crash, and Hot Stuff confirms that it was Snow Crash. It says, did you guys play Ultima back in the day? Might be a good idea for a new area. I don't believe that I have ever played any game in the Ultima series.
I haven't, for sure.
Alpaca says, will we ever have a way to retain our intrinsic classness, allowing us to reap the benefits of certain items with such and such class only label? No. I don't like that idea.
I mean, you can always keep your intrinsic classiness.
That's true.
Or
that's true. Dragon 1 says, you going to do anything else for the pre-ascension players? Yeah, certainly. There'll be all kinds of new content added as we add all kinds of new content. And that'll be there. Slowunmi says, who would you rather have sex with, Sandy Duncan or a Duncan Yo-Yo? I'd rather have a three-way with both.
Yeah. I was thinking of saying something really crude involving Sandy Duncan's glass eye, but I won't.
Captain Kapow, send the rest of the story to me, VKML, and it'll be just fine. Let me see if it came in, because I would like to hear Captain Kapow's story. Somebody sent in, just thought you might find this interesting, Kingdom of Loathing got mentioned on the games being played by the people who work at GameSpy. Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
Specifically, it's Miguel who said it's one of the games he's currently playing. Just thought you might find this cool like I did.
That is pretty cool.
Does he say anything about it? Sid Meier's Pirates Dungeon Siege 2. Wow. Really? Because I I felt kind of bad. Last year when we were at PAX, I sat down in Pigeon Siege 2, and the guy behind me was like, what do you think? And I'm like, I will never buy this because Dungeon Siege 1 was so terrible. And then I think it kind of hurt his feelings.
Was he the guy who...
He might have been one of the guys. I mean, he was one of the guys who worked for the studio that's making Dungeon Siege 2, but I... Yeah, Dungeon Siege was an incredible disappointment to me. It was like a rail Diablo clone where you could not gain a level no matter how hard you tried. It was awful. It makes me angry just thinking about it. Karados confirms, Snow Crash! He yells it. Sephiroth says, how far do you think Final Fantasy will go? I can't wait to see a C in the numeral. I don't know. It'll keep going as long as there are women who like video games. Yeah, I think I just probably offended some people there. Doppelheathen says, is there ever going to be anything in that area south of town, or is that just part of the nearby plan? Waiting to come up with an idea for a very narrow geographical feature.
Maybe we could change the map a little bit and make an isthmus.
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 Dragon One agrees with you that Aqua Teen Hunger Force sucks.
As do me, right thinking.
I guess. Well, we're out of ideas. We're out of questions. No. All right, so Captain Percow. Captain Percolator. All right. As Jick began to speak, the crossing bison stopped and made grunting noises. My sister named him Roger. He was male because when Mr. Skullhead started talking, his grunting increased and he began licking his genitalia. It was mating season. This is, how do you feel about that story, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm glad to know that I turn on gay bison.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know what we should look at? We should look at, and by we, I mean me, because you don't have a copy of this. The NARPAs sent me, like, a million questions to talk about on the pre-record that I didn't actually do, because I ran out of steam. he says, I know your real names and your ages and your phone numbers and social security card numbers, or social security numbers and credit card numbers, and he's going to commit identity theft. Which he did not expect us to answer. But he also asked, if you had to be killed by religious extremists, which religion would you prefer you got extremed by?
Are there any that just kind of cap you in the head rather than, like, burning, boiling, torturous death?
Or maybe some cult that that kills their members by just forcing them to have sex unto the point of perishing from exhaustion. Beautiful, beautiful 15-year-old girls. What?
Anyone?
Hello?
Bueller?
Can you hear me?
I think I just lost Jake. So, yeah. Religious extremists. I think I'd have to go for the back
end. Can you hear me now, Mr.
Skullhead?
They would
at least just, you know, kind of fuck you to death. I'm going to call Jake back. Because he ain't talking. Oh, fuck, I'm stupid. Anyway. Jake, you there? Hey,
Hi there. Everybody else can hear me, apparently, but you can't.
Ah, that sucks.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Because I was saying that I killed by whatever religion it killed their members by forcing them to have sex unto the exhaustion with a beautiful 15-year-old girls.
So,
I kind of wish people hadn't heard me say that, now that I hear it again and think about it. Let's say 17. That's a little less creepy, right?
Yeah, a little.
Okay.
But it's weird that our response was almost the same.
It was weird that our response was almost the same.
And, yeah, that sucked, but I have no idea what went on.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, the NARPAs was asking a bunch of questions about the card game, which I suppose we could talk about. We got another batch of content sent off to the guy who's putting those together, and we got still in the sort of lawyerification process of that, which I think the ball is in my court, and I think it has been dropped. I need to call the woman who does the thing with the laws and stuff. He says, what is the objective? Is it a PvP battle, or is it a race to kill the sorceress, or is it more akin to Dungeons and Dragons? It is a kind of a race, but not a race to kill the sorceress. It's a race to complete quests and gain meat, which is just represented by the quest. You don't actually do anything with the meat. It's just sort of like points that you get. How many players play it at one time? We've actually successfully play tested it with 2 to 6. So it's a little. I'm not going to say it's less fun with 2 people than it is with 4, because people will actually sort of start working against each other in interesting ways. Said, will any players or clans be cards? For instance, will we see a Chronomage or Iocane Powder card? No, they're all just new content. Most of which I suspect, just because it's so funny, and every time I look at it, I'm so pleased with the work that Mr. Scullett did in a lot of this writing. That most of the things I suspect will work their way into the game at one point. That's part of the lawyering process on the contract, is to make sure that we can do that with the stuff, in addition to them using it in the card game. But it's all you know, new Kingdom-y content. I don't know. Was there anything from the game that we reused?
I think there have been, like, the Noblin Kings in there, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And there have been a couple of things that are in the card game that we've added since we finished writing it.
Right. Yeah, but for the most part, it's just like a lot of funny new content. And it's the part of it that Mr. Skullhead likes, because all it is the writing. We don't actually have to code it and wait for me to do stuff, except we are waiting for me to do stuff. Is it a trading card game, or will you purchase the cards all in one set? It's a standalone card game. It's just like, it's the size of 2 decks of cards. It's like 110, a set of 110 cards, and I think like 105 of them are the game. How many cards will be in the first set? That was answered. Will there be second or later editions? Maybe, maybe not. Will there be a special edition run for those players who pre-order or buy early? No. What company is publishing the cards? Advanced Print is doing it. Will this game be based more on skill, intelligent thinking, or luck? A little bit of both. There's a good amount of... Well, I don't see skill and intelligent thinking as being... significantly different. I don't know. Although maybe skill is something that you acquire by playing the game, and intelligence is something that you just bring in. Wow. Did that come from your end or my end?
Came from my end. I told AIM to turn off all sounds, and by that they meant all sounds except for when someone invites you to a chat room.
I see.
I cannot make that sound go away.
I think I just got the same thing in GAIM and did not... make a sound. The Narvis asks what brands of booze we like. I'm sure we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He actually explains what he means is the difference between skill and intelligent thinking. There's a dice element to it, and a lot of the skill is in determining, like, which things you want to risk rolling the dice on. So it's kind of skill and luck. You sort of acquire these cards by, you know, kind of defeating the monsters on the cards, and then there are a bunch of different things that you can do with the cards, and so deciding what you want to do with the cards at what point in the game you are is sort of the core of gameplay. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to just kind of work a little harder on actually making it happen.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun just sitting around playing it without any content in there.
Yeah.
It's got
a
good enough mechanism. And with all the funny added to that.
Indeed. Let's see. He asks what we think our kids are going to look like. Sexy like Tom Cruise and Britney Spears, or more along the lines of Drew Carey?
I don't think Jake and I will ever have any children together.
Oh, wait, I see the previous question. He's not asking if we want to have children together. When does Scully think he might want to raise a family, or will he? Does Jake expect to have kids? Will you keep them away from all the vices you've encountered, or will they be little potty heads?
Is he saying that we're big potty heads, then?
I don't know. I plan to give my kids free drugs when I have kids. I mean, because, you know.
I have this idea, like, rather than, and yeah, I do want to have kids probably in a couple of years, and at least one. I have this idea that rather than right and wrong, the teaching should be actions and consequences kind of based.
Yeah.
But I also believe Dan Byrne of the Talking Heads when he says, mom and pop, they will fuck you up. Your parents will screw you up, and I'm sure I will screw my kids up regardless of what I do.
Dan Byrne?
Not Dan.
David Byrne? Who's Dan Byrne? Dan Byrne is somebody.
Yeah, Dan Byrne's another songwriter.
I see.
And Gabriel Byrne is an actor.
With newfound power and wealth, the Narpas asks, is it recently any easier to get a girlfriend? Hey, baby, thousands of people around the world enjoy my art daily. Van Gogh's got nothing on me. You still have the same girlfriend you had before we started working on this.
Yep.
And I've never really had any problems with the ladies. It has always been identically, trivially easy for me to make up stories about myself that aren't.
Yeah.
He asked if anyone's ever threatened to sue us or vice versa.
I don't think we have.
No, we haven't been. We haven't. There haven't been any threats. Well, I mean, people have threatened to sue us, but it's been like, this mod banned me for no reason, and I'm going to sue you guys. So yeah. It's like,
you took away the 4,000 Mr. Accessories I scammed off you.
There's no serious threats of lawsuit ever. What was the inspiration behind the goblins, like the tire juggler or the fly slayer, which are gnolls, actually? And okay, the Narpas actually asks a question which indicates a serious misunderstanding of reality. So if Jick likes the ass and Scully likes the breasts, who likes the face? Or are the two of you just such that neither of you bother? It's me that likes the breasts and Scully that likes the ass.
Right, and that doesn't mean that we don't look at the rest of a woman or that is the first thing that we look at on a woman. Woman's body that a man appreciates, you know, it more than another man would appreciate the same area. Therefore, the terms like ass man and breast man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the first thing I notice about a woman is eyes, actually, which is what every lame guy. It's
right.
True.
It's true that you are lame.
It's true that you can suck my cock.
Oh. This is kind of a weird question that the Narpas ask. Does it ever concern you that you're making it so obvious that you smoke pot and making your contact info pretty determinable? And apparently, you can quickly search the white pages and find my phone number.
Oh,
fantastic! I'm sure the police could find out more. Scully, especially with his whole drug getaway. The police don't chase after you for being a light end user, but you've got a habit of flouting it. Maybe you should make things a little less obvious. Scully and I barely use drugs.
I smoke, like in a year, I smoke the amount of marijuana that someone who smokes an average amount of pot would smoke in a day.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I am too. I mean, like,
yeah. Well, and also,
I probably smoke pot 4 times in the average year.
And also, that
by smoke pot, I mean take a single hit and then freak out until I go to sleep.
Yep. But there's also that whole thing about just saying that you do something is not grounds for someone to arrest or investigate you.
Isn't it?
No.
Huh.
It's, otherwise, you know, Cypress Hill and Afro Man would be in prison by now.
Well, no, because of the whole being wealthy makes you impervious to drug arrest for the most part. I mean, I would feel like you saying, I just murdered somebody and left their body in my garage would be grounds for the police, like, looking in your garage. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be grounds for them to just arrest me for the murder.
And that's true, I guess. Yeah. You know, the other thing is, like, I took Fusilaban to the Chiba Hut, which is this sandwich shop down the street from us that, it's a marijuana-themed sandwich shop, which I didn't think that it actually was like that, but it is. Like, all of their sandwiches are named after types of marijuana. Like, you order a Panama Red or a Schwag, which they don't actually sell. It's like a joke about a bologna sandwich or something. But and he's pointing out that he doesn't really understand, like, why these people are like, look at me, I'm doing something illegal. Look at me, I do something that's against the law. But, I mean, to me, it's like, I'm not going to pretend that I think that there's anything wrong with smoking marijuana, other than the fact that it's against the law. You know, so, like, whatever. It doesn't really, you know, what's to say that I'm just going to, like, walk into a police station and light up a bong and be like, fuck you. Which, first of all, I would never do that anyway, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, also, it would be really stupid of the people who worked at Chiba Hut to have any kind of paraphernalia on the premises.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that's probably, like, I would say that head shops in general contain way less marijuana than other stores.
Right.
Because, you know, I would fire somebody. If I owned a head shop, I would fire somebody for bringing weed in there. Any funny growing up stories you'd like to share, he asks? Any buildings burnt down, cars totaled before you were 16, plots to slay mutualies, babies eaten? I don't think anybody's ever actually tipped a cow.
Yeah, Jess's friends used to do it in Minnesota.
Really, or did they just say they did?
No, people actually do go out and tip them over, and they can't get back up, and it's real funny, apparently.
I find it hard to believe that they can't get back up, because I've seen cows lay down and get back up.
On their side, though?
Well, maybe not. Maybe you're right. Did you total any cars before you were 16?
No, I did go joyriding with a couple of 14-year-old skanks from when I was in junior high.
Hmm.
Who one of them stole her mother's car for the midnight joyride. Yeah, that was good times.
That was
the first
kid.
Time I touched boobs, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, for me, that was college. I don't have a lot of good stories about me, high school. I was really pretty boring nerd. Never did anything interesting or wrong.
There was a thing with that girl and her 14-year-old sister.
Oh, right.
Who went and played Truth or Dare with them.
Yeah.
Didn't you touch a boob at that point?
You know what? I guess I did.
Yeah.
That's a good point. All right. Yeah, so I guess I was a badass pimp in high school that one time. Oh, I see. And then as Lania brings in a printout of Captain Kirpaz, I actually found that and I really love it. Thank you very much. I'm gonna frame this about the bison named Roger that licked himself to the dulcet tones of your voice, Mr. Skullhead.
Mm-hmm.
What does dulcet even mean?
Sweet. I'm guessing.
Reducto says it was Freud who came up with the vagina dentata. I suppose some of his theories weren't far off sci-fi. Huh.
But I'm sure that Jick was not referring to the works of Sigmund Freud.
Oh, I see. Leather says, yes, that was Snow Crash, but it would bite your dick off. It would insert a needle in your penile vein and put you to sleep. I see.
Wow.
Have you heard the story, says Ponjos, about the guy who set up a new account with the password penis and it said password rejected not long enough? Ha ha ho.
Oh, he ha.
Prince Vegeta asks if there's anything that Mr. Skullhead does like.
There are lots of things I like. Traffic lights. New York in June. A Gershwin tune.
Do you like brown paper packages tied up with string?
I like big butts. And I cannot lie.
Yeah. I'm, as another brother, I can't deny. When a girl talks.
It's just kind of weird because we talk about stuff that we like all the time, but
yeah,
like we were just talking about how awesome Family Guy is.
Corrado said that's the one with the hot 17-year-old girls. Mm. Bad A Mother 4000 suggests that the Blue Oyster Cult would just rock us to death. Let's see. Thor the Mighty says, please tell people to send me their email addresses if they are coming to KOLCon 2. And also says, are you ready to mention GameWorks? No, I'm not ready. That can't be mentioned. No, I can't. That's we figured out what we're doing the Friday night before that is the barbecue, and that's where we're getting GameWorks catered, which is why before too long we're going to have to start selling pre-registration tickets, because that we need to know how many people are going to be there. Yep. In per person expense, whereas the barbecue we're buying just like food in bulk and having it prepared. But the GameWorks thing, in order to get a room there, we need to do their catering. Good, like that's what the Bettenmore had. I think I've actually talked about this on the radio before, now that I think about it. The case of the slot machines at the casino have a bigger payout than what they consume. This could be a possible. Spot for bots to hit. Goat Party gives 5%. You know what's weird is that a lot, like, given the actual odds, I did the math on the slot machines, right? Given the actual odds of winning, they do not pay off. But in practice, they do pay off. So I changed the algorithm to make it so half the time that it would have you win, you just lose. And apparently they still pay off more than comes in.
No. That's weird.
This, their sample size is really shitty, says Zeno. And Hot Stuff says that it doesn't. And believe me, if there was something exploitable, Hot Stuff would be exploiting it right now like a dirty, dirty bastard.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah, the more time I spend with him in real life, the more I become convinced that he's just a dirty exploiter in real life as much as just the whole, like, figuring out which bottles of Coke gave you free bottles of Coke for an entire year on one bottle of Coke, that kind of thing.
He's like that guy in Real Genius who lives in the closet and prints all of the tickets for the sweepstakes so he wins all of the prizes.
Huh. I never saw Real Genius.
Oh, for Christ's sake, man.
Must I?
Yeah. I'd, now that I rave about it, your expectations are probably going to be set too high, but
is it
that
the
is
one with Val
hilarious.
Kilmer? Huh. I like Val Kilmer. Yeah.
It's about us.
Goodbye, Zelania.
Talking with the K.L. Modi.
Yes, indeed.
The naked K.L. Modi of his assurance.
K.L. Modi is a K.L. Modi. Cole Modi. He's awesome.
Yes, please do stay tuned, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, and I will see you Thursday.
Bye.